A Dying Man's Regrets, extracted from Adolphe Monod's Farewell. Preface. When in September 1855 Adolphe Monod was overtaken by a fatal illness, it seemed that the earthly ministry of the foremost preacher in France had come to an end. His voice would no more rouse the thronged congregations in the Oratoire Paris, as it had done for 9 past years, and soon his life would no more be the lighthouse, as a contemporary described him, to whom everyone looked as the sailor in the storm. Thus suddenly reduced to the pain of a sickbed, at the age of 53, Monod had but one concern. O my God, he prayed, is my work finished? Thou knowest I should so much have wished to leave behind me some lasting monument for thy glory. His prayer was answered, yet not in the way he might have imagined. God did not restore him to his former work, but brought him to exercise a new ministry, the ministry of suffering and patience, which occasioned the contents of his book, Adolphe Monod's Farewell. As long as evangelical literature is read, Monod's Farewell will be remembered as the most enduring monument he left to the glory of God. The sudden termination of his fruitful ministry was a sore loss to France. Yet with his opportunities for spiritual usefulness suddenly reduced to the dimensions of a single bedroom, Monod devoted the months that remained to the ministry that abides in the pages of his book. Commencing on October 14, 1855, he began to partake the Lord's Supper with a varying company of friends who gathered in his room every Sunday afternoon. Too weak to speak for long and too ill to prepare anything more than a short meditation, Monod used these occasions to commend the Savior who now sustained him amidst incessant suffering. Knowing the time was short, his light shone brighter. No longer as an eloquent preacher, but as a suffering saint nearing his end, and if the radiance of things eternal falls on the reader as he goes through the following chapters, it is because the author was daily entering into deeper communion with him who has brought immortality and life to light. These pages were neither written nor corrected by Monod, but they are the words of his short discourses, taken down carefully as he spoke, and purposely left in their original spontaneous form. By their literary form, as well as by their peculiar unction and power, we are thus reminded that Monod spoke as a dying man to dying men. The delivery of these exhortations continued for nearly 6 months, though they were often the means of aggravating his physical sufferings. On March 23rd, he gave his last address on the resurrection of Christ, though in such weakness that he seemed ready to faint in pronouncing the closing words. The following Sunday, March 30th, scarcely knowing whether he should be able to make himself heard, he collected the little strength he had to glorify the everlasting and infinite love of God, and terminated with a prayer of thanksgiving his ministry upon earth. Before the sun had set on the following Lord's Day, April 6, 1856, Monod had entered the land of pure delight where saints immortal reign. More than anyone else, wrote Professor de Felici in his History of the French Protestants, Adolphe Monod recalled to us the venerable image of the Christians of the primitive life, of the primitive church. That such a man who spent the last 25 years of his life in wholehearted devotion to Christ, found it necessary to speak so fully as he does in this book on a dying man's regrets is a sobering fact. Life in retrospect, under the shadow of a coming eternity, and weighed in the balances of Scripture, is an experience which all who read this book will one day share. Our present viewpoint will soon be changed. Things that are temporal must give way to things eternal. And to realize these facts in advance is to heed the exhortation of the apostle, "Abide in him, that when he shall appear we may have confidence and not be ashamed at his coming." 1 John 2, verse 28. Ian Murray, August 1962.